Welcome to Creating Abundance with Alana Cahoon, sharing inspirational stories from experts around the world. Tap into your inner wisdom at alanacahoon.com. Kelly K. Walker is an award-winning international speaker and speaking coach. She helps people find, refine, and share their message so they too can change lives from the stage. After attending her first personal development seminar in 2017, she, like some of you out there, experienced a complete life transformation. Since then, she has mastered the art of manifesting, got certified as a life coach, and is the author of the successful book, The Drive-Thru Method of Manifesting. Welcome. Welcome. We are so excited to have you here, Kelly.
Thank you, Alana. I'm excited to be here.
Wonderful. So we're all about manifesting. We love the law of attraction.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. It's everything.
It is everything. And I think you and I were talking earlier today about how we create our own realities with our thoughts.
Absolutely. Which yes. means we can't blame it on anybody else.
Oh, that's too bad.
We made this.
That's right. And I'm just joking because I teach mindfulness, and that's really what it's all about, is bringing awareness to your thoughts. And the more you do that without judgment, it's just like, wow, I'm putting so much of my energy into negative talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you share with us your journey? How did you get here? How did you get here today as this manifester?
Well, I started out as a graphic designer. I got a degree in art, and I immediately started working as a graphic designer, and I loved it for years. And in 2017, it had been 22 years, and I was starting to get a little bit tired of it. But even worse, I was going through a 12-year depression. And it started as postpartum, and they said, don't worry, you'll be fine in a few months. I was not. I was never fine again for 12 years. It just got less and less fine. And eventually I just kind of moved through life like a zombie, because antidepressants, they take all your emotions and flatline them. Mm. So I wasn't happy. I wasn't sad. I was just nothing. And it was really hard. And then it led to me getting fired, which at the time seemed like the most horrible thing on earth, but actually was the best thing that ever could have happened to me. Mm-hmm. But I went home and I wallowed, and I just started circling the drain. And I started to think, what is the point of me even being here? Mm. And I thought my family would probably even be better off without me. So you can imagine how dark things had gotten in my head at this point.
Yeah.
Well, at that time, I was invited to a 3-day life-changing seminar. And I thought, ew, gross. No. I don't want to be trapped in a room for 3 days with happy people who are dancing and laughing and having breakdowns. And it just sounded horrible to me. So I said, no, thanks. And luckily I kept getting this poking and prodding, the spiritual prodding. Kelly, don't you think you could use a little life-changing? Maybe you should go to that event. So after weeks of that, I gave in and I got registered. And finally, the day came, and I took a shower for the first time in a week.
Mm.
I got dressed in something other than pajamas for the first time in probably a month.
Yeah.
And I made the hour-long trek to this gigantic, cavernous conference center. And as I hiked, I mean, seriously, it's so big. It's like a mall. So yeah. I hiked through this mall, and there's no other events there, so it's totally kind of creepy and deserted. And finally, I hear music and laughter somewhere in the distance. So I make my way towards the sound, and it's the event room. And as I approach the doors, the vibration of the people in that room almost physically knocked me back. Hmm. And I almost turned around and left, because my vibration then was like here, and theirs was like here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was such a mismatch. It was so uncomfortable for me. But I braced myself and I went in and I did the event. And yes, there were happy, hugging, dancing, crying people the whole 3 days. But by the end of the event, I loved it all and I couldn't get enough. And it changed me. Like, it woke me back up. And I found out there was one of those kind of events every month. And then somebody said, well, if you like this event, there's another event that happens every month. So I started going for 8 months straight. I went to two different 3-day life-changing seminars. And boy, did it ever change my life. And that is where I learned about manifesting and about what I focused on grew. And that's why everything in my life was crap, because I was focusing on how unhappy I was.
Yeah.
So when I learned that I could change it by thinking about different things, I was like a scientist in a lab, and I just started experimenting like crazy. And it was so fun. And I came up with a manifesting formula. And at first it was a little sketchy, like not everybody understood it. I kind of understood it, but I couldn't explain it very well. But eventually I got this download that said, the way you manifest, Kelly, is the same steps people take to get food from a drive-thru. Oh. And I thought, what? No, that's so mundane. Manifesting is epic. It can't be like going through a drive-thru. But I thought about it for a while and I was like, oh gosh, you're right. It is exactly the same steps. And so that is how I came up with the drive-thru method of manifesting. Okay. Through experimentation and downloads. And yes, that is exactly the same process.
Okay. Well, beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing. We'll just go right back to the beginning of the postpartum. How many listeners and viewers have experienced this, you know, and not gotten the support that they deserve? Yeah. You know, I remember being pregnant and giving birth, and I've always wanted children. I adore my son. But that didn't make the pregnancy any easier just because I love babies and children. Your body changes, everything changes, your mood changes. And then you have to go through this incredibly painful experience of giving birth. And then you think you might be coming back to your life, but you're not. No. Your life has changed drastically, not for the worse, not for the better, but it has simply changed. And it's like there's no real, you know, there ought to be a school to prepare you for parenthood, motherhood, mm-hmm. especially, because you do become second, even more so than you probably already were. Maybe I find mm-hmm. that seems to be the case often with feminine, where the nurturers, etc.
Yeah.
So, and then you were given medication for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which didn't actually help. It was a Band-Aid.
Right. All it really did was make my panic attacks more manageable. That's all it really did.
Yeah. And so it did do something, because I don't want to, you know, put down medication. I'm a certified natural health professional, so I prefer natural.
Right.
But certainly there are times when, Western medicine has saved people's lives. Yeah. But it didn't get to the root. So were you, mm-hmm. when you finally stepped into that room and said, okay, here I go. And then you felt this transformation. And then you're like, I need more of this. And was it that sense of community and ability mm-hmm. to release and not feel so alone in your suffering? Tell us what just that experience alone of you suddenly, you know, experiencing these life transformational events one after the other.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
It was like someone suddenly gave me the secret to being happy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't understand that I was creating my own happiness or unhappiness. Because I never understood that what you focus on grows. And so I couldn't understand why I was so unhappy and why my life was so hard and, you know, why everything went wrong and all the things. It's because I was thinking, wow, why is my life so hard? You know? Oh gosh. So that was like a magical tool someone gave me to just realize, you know what? It's your own decision. You decide what your life's going to be by what you focus on. And that was so liberating. And seeing all of those people there that had already learned that and were creating a life that they loved, and they were so happy and so energetic and so friendly. And that was so foreign to me. I was like, what are you people on? Right?
The happiness train.
Right. Oh, it was amazing. And it was very contagious. It very much rubbed off on me. And I wanted more. I wanted to be part of it. I wanted my life to be like that. I wanted to be the guy on stage that was teaching us those things. Like, I just wanted to completely bathe in it 24 hours a day.
Yeah. So you said, thank you for sharing that. You said a few really interesting things. And I'd like to mirror back that one is being in a community of like-minded people, uplifting your spirits.
Yes.
And for everyone listening and viewing, surround yourself with people who build you up, who support you, who do listen, and then help you to shift out of the negative into the positive, not by berating you or, but by just saying, I hear you, but look, the sky is blue.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes, that is painful. I understand. Yeah. I have that experience too. I have this terrible experience. And yet I'm so grateful for. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
And then these thoughts start to shift our mindset out of the depression. I was recently talking to a loved one and I said, don't fall into the hole. Step out, be strong. Yes, you're suffering, but surround yourself with people who are going to support you and see what's good in your life.
Yes.
So these big events, holistic events, and they're inspirational and supportive. Did you gain tools for manifesting during that, during those experiences? Is that where you had your like, oh, it's as simple as this?
Yes, that's where I had my epiphany. And when I started experimenting. And so I didn't get it right at first. I tried different things. And, you know, that one of them taught the rules of conscious creation, which I love. It was 9 rules for conscious creation. And it's kind of based on my practicing those 9 rules and making them work for me. And, you know, seeing which ones were easy to do, which ones were hard to do. But yeah, that so many people there were into manifesting that it was easy to go there. And, you know, nobody judged me. Nobody thought it was weird. You know, they were just like, yeah, manifesting, let's do it. So I really did get into it. And in fact, during that time, I went cold. I don't recommend this, but I went cold turkey off all my medications for depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I learned tapping. So when I would start to get a panic attack, I would tap right here. Yep, first, I did the whole series, but within just a couple of weeks, I could just do this, just tap the collarbone point and it would go away. So
beautiful.
It even let me get completely off of my anxiety and depression.
Wow. That's fantastic. So this, and correct me if I'm wrong, the tapping method is from EFT, yes. Emotional Freedom Technique. Yeah. Yes. And it's all natural. Mm-hmm. And the concept is there are certain areas in our body, our face, where if you just take one or two fingers and tap mm-hmm. in that area consecutively, it frees you of emotional blocks. It's kind of a magic, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It worked on my anxiety attacks.
That's wonderful. That's really, really great.
Getting off that medication let me be myself again, which made everything so much easier because I wasn't, you know, flatlined anymore. I was back to emotional swings and I was back in touch with who I was, and I could get really, really happy again. I hadn't been really, really happy probably since my son was born. 12 years of not being really happy.
Yeah. And is this then the inspiration for you to be an author? Did you wrote a book about this, didn't you? Yay! Let's see it. Do you have a copy with you?
Dun, dun,
The drive-through method of manifesting, the 6-step formula to get anything you want by Kelly K. Walker.
dun.
Well, we all want a copy. Is this on Amazon?
It is on Amazon.
Excellent. Are you going to divulge and share with this incredible audience that's listening and watching what these 6 steps to manifesting are?
Course I am, for sure.
Yeah.
So I was getting ready to go speak in London for the first time at a women in business conference on how to manifest clients for your business. And I had given this speech a few times, but I would notice that when I would give it, people would be like, half would be getting it and half would be glazed eyes. And so before I left for London, I was sitting in my computer and I just said, I need a better way to teach manifesting so everybody in the room gets it. I didn't want to go to London and have a room full of, half glazed eye people. I wanted
Yeah.
everybody to have light bulbs. So I was really determined to figure this out. And so as I was sitting there, I heard this voice come into my head that said, Kelly, the way that you manifest is exactly the same steps as getting food from a drive-thru. And
Tell us more.
I was mad. I thought, what? No, that is so mundane. Manifesting is epic. It's got to be epic. So I was actually kind of mad about that. But I pondered it. I percolated on it for a while and I realized, yeah, it is actually exactly the same 6 steps as getting food from a drive-thru. So once I accepted that truth, then the book just fell out of me. Like I didn't even have to think. It just bleh. It was the easiest book I've ever written. I've written some since then that are much shorter, but it was so easy because it just flew out of me.
All right,
So,
we are all on pins and needles. We can't wait. What's step number one?
step number one is figure out what you want, which is the hardest step. You ask somebody what they want, they'll usually tell you what they don't want, right? I don't know if they can't believe they can have it. Or they don't want to get their hopes up or what, but that is the hardest step. Decide what you want. So if you're going through a drive-through, decide which restaurant you want to go to. What kind of food do you want to have, right? So that's step one. Step two is easy in the drive-through because when you pull into that line, there's pictures. The menu has pictures all over it. So, and step two is visualize. Visualize the thing you want with
Yeah.
gratitude. Always add
Yeah.
gratitude.
Okay, with gratitude. Okay.
So then step three is you have to speak it out loud. You've got to put your order in. So you got to roll your window down and say, I would like whatever you want, say what you want.
Yes.
So in manifesting, this is where you speak your desires out loud
Right.
because words are powerful and they're more powerful when you speak them out loud. So you figure out what you want, you visualize it with gratitude, you speak it out loud. And then step four in the drive-through, you have to shut up and listen, right? Because there's going to
Oh,
be some kind of response to what you just said. So
yeah.
you've got to listen. You can't roll your window up and turn your radio on, or you won't know what to do. So you got to stay open. So in the manifesting formula, this is quiet your mind and wait for step five. Step five is receive an answer. So
Okay.
step five in the drive-through is where the person on the other side of the microphone says, okay, well, the ice cream machine is broken today. So would you like a pie instead? Or whatever they say, they've always got something to tell you, or how much it is, which window to go to, right? There's always a little set of instructions. And then step six. This is the second hardest one. This is the one where you take that action step that you've got and do it. Implement it. Implement the action step. And a lot of people talk themselves out of it. They get scared. They have self-sabotage. They have all kinds of reasons why they don't really deserve what they want. And so they don't do step six. But in the drive-through, that's where you go, hand them your money and take your food, and you have manifested dinner, right?
Yeah.
So that's
I love
how.
it. I
Thank
love it.
You.
That's really beautiful. And it's delightful. It's fun. It's easy to follow. So I'm just going to do a review. Step one is decide what it is you want. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give an example. I want a red sports car.
Yes.
I don't, I mean, why not? I'm just going to say I want a red sports car.
Okay.
And then step two is finding the lot with these cars. And
Well,
then,
yeah, you want to visualize it. It's really good to go get in one. Yes.
Yeah, go get in one and drive it around. And then, then you really have a feel of it. And step three is saying it out loud. I want the red car with the white leather seats. And then step four is listen. And step five is receiving the information from the universe. The universe is telling me that red sports car probably would have made sense 20 years ago, but not today. Alana, why don't you think about getting a red SUV instead? It's better. It's better in winters. So there, I listened to that, and now I'm going to go back to the car place. I'm going to test out some red SUVs.
There you go.
And I'm going to say it out loud, say it out loud, say it out loud. And then how do I get to step number six?
You take action on whatever new action step you got in step five, because you can redo the steps over and over and over again.
Okay.
Preferably do one a day, but you can do more in a day. If you have time to do the action step, you could fit it in more than once a day.
Why don't you give us an example? Since you're a pro at this system, at this drive-through system, give us an idea what somebody might wake up with. And
I'll tell you a funny thing I manifested with it.
Okay.
I really wanted one of those split end trimmers. It looks like a flat iron, but you run it through your hair and it like snips off your split ends.
Oh, nice.
But it
your
was
hair looks beautiful, by the way. I noticed that right away.
I am always worried about split ends. I'm like, okay, I need a new split end trimmer. But I wanted it really bad. It was $100. I didn't really have the money for it. And I said, okay, let's see if I can use my formula on it. So I picked out the one I wanted. I wanted the red one. I printed out a picture of it. I looked at it and I imagined beautiful silky hair. You know, no split ends at all, just gorgeous, healthy hair every time I used it. And then I would say out loud, I am so grateful that I have the split end trimmer and that my hair looks so amazing. And then I would listen for an action step. And I hated the action step I got. I fought it. I said, nope, I'm not doing that. I can't do that. So here's my action step. I was told to email the seller on Amazon that sold these split end trimmers and offer them to do a review video of me using the split end trimmer if they would send me one for free. I didn't know that was illegal. I just knew I didn't want to do it. But when I did it, they wrote me back and they said, sorry, that's illegal. We're not allowed to do that. My store could get shut down if I did that. I was so embarrassed. Because I had fought that action step for days. And then when I finally did it, I was like, oh, yeah, no wonder I didn't want to do it. But he wrote me back and he said, but I'll tell you what, I can give you a coupon to make it cheaper. And I would love a review video. So he sent me a coupon for $99.
Oh, my goodness.
I got that split end trimmer for $1. And I immediately made a video and it was really good. And I sent it to him. I posted it to Amazon on his product. I put it on YouTube.
I love that. So so that's something that everybody can do. Something simple, not a, you know, $40,000 sports car, but a $100 hair trimmer, something that would help you in your life.
Exactly.
And what I also heard was the gratitude. So as you're visualizing it and you're stating it out loud, You even use with gratitude. I now have this, and I am grateful that I have this in my life now.
Gratitude is the secret sauce to everything.
That's beautiful. Can this same technique be applied to our emotional well-being, to relationships?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I've had people use it on so many things. I've had people use it to get pregnant. I've had people use it to manifest $12,000 in 3 days. It's amazing what people have done with it. So yes, you can use it on anything. You can use it on attracting a love partner. You can use it to change the way people treat you. I mean, you can use it on literally anything. You just follow the steps, and whatever action step you receive, you take it and it will happen. Sometimes you have to do a few rounds of it, but it always works. If you do the steps, it always works.
All right. You've heard it right here from Kelly K. Walker. In Creating Abundance, this is your drive-through method to manifestation. And I love it. I'm going to put it into practice. Tell everyone how they can find you, Kelly.
If they would like to hear my podcast, I have 108 episodes on how to manifest everything. It's called The Queen of Manifesting. It is on every podcast platform. So go listen to that for sure. And if they want to download my, I have a cheat sheet, a little poster of this.
Okay.
Of the drive-through method. If they go there, they'll give me their email and then I can contact them if they want to learn more about manifesting.
If they go where?
Thequeenofmanifesting.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's .com, and it's also the name of your podcast. So start listening to you and your guests and tips, and then get this free gift, which is a downloadable poster of the six steps. Yeah. So you'll never forget.
Exactly. And they can always email me, Kelly@thequeenofmanifesting.com, if they want to get in touch.
Awesome. Kelly, and that's K-E-L-L-Y.
Yep.
Kelly@thequeenofmanifesting.com. That's terrific. Well, I can't tell you how much fun it's been to have you on the Creating Abundance live and virtual podcast and summit, and sharing your wisdom and these six easy steps to start shifting your mindset into a positive one, creating the reality and the abundance that you really want in your life. Thank you so very much, Kelly.
And
to everyone else, apply these words of wisdom. Start now. Have fun. Your thoughts create your reality.
Thank you for listening to Creating Abundance. Be sure to like and subscribe. Stay tuned for the next podcast and get your free ebook at alanacahoon.com/ebook.